guys to turn to John 16, if you can, please. Just while I'm getting you to turn there, I'll ask a question to everybody, and it's only a question that you can ask yourself. So brace yourself as well. So I guess today, at this very moment, no matter what you're going through in the natural, no matter your financial status, no matter your health issues, no matter how many people like us, no matter how many people don't, are you happy? Are you joyful in your walk in the Lord? Now, this is something sometimes that might be a very challenging question to ask ourselves, and only ourselves can ask these questions. And sometimes this isn't always the case. Sometimes we're not always happy. And I guess if we were to look at it in the world's perspective, the world talks about this inner peace that what can I do to be happy with myself? And you need to find your own joy and your own happiness, and that comes before your own family and I guess your own responsibilities as well as an individual. And I guess in the world, it's a very selfish way of thinking, but the world gives us empty words, as we might have experienced already. And because it's pretty clear that they don't even follow their own advice sometimes, it's very chop and change. And today, I really want to give encouragement on how important it is for us as Spirit-filled Christians to find our joy. That our walk in the Lord, our walk with God, can be so joyful. It's so valued, and it's very exciting for us. That sometimes if we do feel a bit deflated, and I guess a bit too much of the world has come upon us, that it's very easy to find happiness when we're surrounded by the right people as well. And of course, of what God has done in our life already. And like we've heard testimonies already of what God has done in our previous life, and now we can be joyful in the Lord for it. And there's just so many endless blessings that we can think of every single day that we go through as Spirit-filled Christians. All the miracles that we can't even keep off track of. And it's just a great reminder of all the people here have the same Spirit. And it's the same guidance that we get from the Word of God. And we've got the opportunity every single day, every single one of us, to talk and pray to our God. All the people said, what a great thing that we have to rejoice in. And all we need to do is simply open our eyes and look for these things. And so we'll read John 16 and verse 22. And it says, the glory which thou gavest me... Sorry, am I in the right place? No, I'm not. Sorry. John 16, verse 22. You guys are in the right place. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and it shall receive, that your joy may be full. Ask, and you shall receive it. You shall gain great joy here, it says there. And it's great to be reminded the importance that Christ has said to us of how much he values joy in our walk. To even say, the joy you have, the joy you will receive, let no one take it away from you. Let no one in the world, let no one in the spirit take this away from you. It's so important. And sometimes we might let this happen. I know I've done it in the past. And sometimes we hang out maybe with the wrong crowd, maybe the wrong people. And the dwelling they do is in the negativity. They dwell in the problems. And I guess some stages we do go through these tragedies. We go through these difficulties. And unfortunately, it can be contagious for us to gain those things. And I guess if we even use the example of a rotten fruit, if we had a rotten fruit and we had a nice bowl of nice fruit and we put it in the center of this nice bowl of fruit, the rotten one, I'm sure we're all familiar that it actually does the worst outcome possible. All the fruit goes bad. You'd think one fruit, not that it goes in reverse and the fruit goes ripen somehow. I know that's probably not possible. But it just shows what happens when we surround ourselves with the wrong crowd, with the wrong people. And I won't get you guys to turn there. And it goes in depth here in Matthew 18, verse 6. And it says, but whosoever shall offend or cause a stumbling block or cause them to think in a different way for one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for them, and I'm not going to say the rest. You can read the rest for the history, for your, sorry, your homework. But it's very a graphic indeed of what the message that God is, Christ is saying here. And the message is clear that don't let anyone get in the way of your joy in the Lord. Don't turn there. But in Proverbs 17 verse 22, we read it all the time. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Being joyful within does so much for us. Even in, I guess, the natural aspects, if we look at it in that way, that it's easy to spot someone that is so joyful and rejoicing in their walk because it's overflowing. It's very clearly on their face. They can't hide it. And their smile is infectious in the best way possible. And I guess for me, sometimes we all have a bad day. And I know I've been there, you know, you have a hard day at work and, you know, you're down in the dumps. It just didn't go according to plan. Whatever it may be, you might get stuck in traffic and it only takes one person to really build up that rage. But when I get home and then I see my three girls, my three beautiful women in my life, and they show me with this great excitement they have when they smile at me, it just takes all that sorrow, all that difficulty away. Because now their happiness is now my happiness and it completely changes my mood. And I'm sure we've all experienced that as some aspect of our lives for sure. That if you want to be excited with joy in your walk, hang out with the right people that show it. Because these people, not only have they are rejoicing now, they've gone through many difficulties and challenges in their life and they're still rejoicing. It's such a great thing that they have seen the light at the end of the tunnel. They've gone through hell. They haven't stayed in that, but they've continued and seen the light. It's a great place to be. I'm sure everyone's familiar. There's actually two types of joy, and I'm sure everyone knows the first one. There is a joy that is a reaction to happy events, and quite often that's the case. This one's actually very temporary, and it's very, I guess, fading in the moment. The other one is there is a joy that happens in spite of circumstances, which is a strong and lasting one. And this strong and lasting one is the joy that can only happen when you follow God and living with His attitude towards eternal life as the goal. That through our circumstances, we know the vision, we know where we're going, we know where we want to end up at the final resting place. And that is being with Christ Jesus. I'll get you guys to turn to Psalms 23, please. And verse 4 will start in. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All the people said. Something else to remind ourselves is that our walk is not a burden. Our walk is such a great testimony, a great statement of God's love that He has for the people of the Lord. That while we go through, and I'm going to say exciting times, we know that's definitely not exciting times when we go through challenges, but it's the purpose of that one day we might actually have an opportunity to help someone going through the exact same thing. And we heard that in testimony today, that we can ask them one day, how did you do it? How did you go through it? What stages did you do this, that, and the other? And how can I get there? Because you are now rejoicing. I want to be that. Our walk should never be a burden to us because Christ has promised life and life more abundantly. And all the people said, the word of God has instructed us to be the light as well. And of course, it's very hard to always be that light. We're living in a life where the world is very much dwelling in the negativity and surrounded by this. And of course, we do get burdened at times, and I'm not taking that lightly either. And I guess so it's important for us to remind and read and sing choruses as well that walking with the Lord, the one that you trust the most, will always give you that true joy and that true happiness. That He can give us all the fruits of the Spirit that we can possess. But we must walk with God every day. Romans 14, please. I'll keep on time. Verse 17 will start. It says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that is in these serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and all things wherewith one may edify another." And so I guess it works both ways here, that we can encourage someone with our joy by choosing the right people we surround ourselves with. And they can really affect our attitude as well. What we say, what we think, all these, and how we can be a servant for the Lord. If we wanted to be uplifted and rejoicing and excited, then we need to be completely surrounded by these people that are showing it. And ultimately, to get excited in your own walk is seeing new ones come to life. I haven't had many opportunities in my walk personally, but when I've been with someone and they're praying for the Holy Spirit to come upon them, and you finally hear them speak out in a new language, the reaction on their face is just so priceless. You can just see someone's walk has come to life, that they have this instant joy in their life, that not only for themselves, but it reignites the fire within ourselves, seeing that come to life. And then over the process of their walk, you see their roots get deeper and deeper. They continue to grow. And sometimes in their walk and in our walk, they might actually teach us something. And it's a great thing. Don't turn there, but in Nehemiah 8 verse 10, it says, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." And I just want to finish on a couple of things. The best way to find your joy is to remind ourselves of what God has done in our lives already. Joy doesn't happen to us. We must choose joy and keep choosing it every day. And all the people said, amen.